Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And may this be real food this week. May you allow God to touch your heart. We let God sometimes touch our minds, and then we say, oh, I'm too busy. I pray for all of you the grace that your heart may hear more clearly than ever before what God has done for you. Really. So let's take a look at the first reading for today, the Wednesday of Holy Week. Prophet Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear. And I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? We can get into the most tangled fights I have ever seen. Honestly, that's the way life is for us. We react to people, we shout at people, and look at what happened to Jesus. Look what happened to him. I gave my back, I gave it to them, to those who wanted to beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and sitting. The Lord God is my help. I want that to get ingrained into your heart. Lord did not take himself out from a situation where he was being tormented. And therefore, I am called to follow him. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I've set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He who is near, who upholds my right, if anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right, let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? Brothers and sisters, even when you're right in the middle of an argument with somebody and you think you're absolutely right, don't just vent your anger. Look at the other person. How can they best hear what you need to tell them? Don't get into anger and shouting and demeaning other people. Please open your hearts and think about, how am I going to say this that could bear the most fruit for me and for that other person? Rather than just saying how terrible you are and what you did was wrong. If it's that bad, you can say it, but always, always offer him your forgiveness. Offer him your forgiveness or her and start over. Brothers and sisters, there's too much anger, too much hatred. Brothers and sisters, we have hurt one another many times. We have offended others many times. Have you healed those wounds? For you have no idea what you've done to another. Please, admit your own faults. If there's someone else who needs to repent, pray for them first, and then see what God does to help you to say that to that person. Please, let's give up all the petty conflicts and fightings, arguments. What a misery that makes the daily life to be. What I want us to be is kind and good to everyone we meet. But Jesus endured it all for us. He says, "My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting." That means people tried to hit him and spit on him and did. "The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong?" If we put the Lord into every relationship, we can be mightily helped when there are difficulties. Turn to him and ask him. Doesn't mean the person says, "Oh, that's great, that's wonderful." Oh, people would try to just be rid of it. They don't want to hear anything more about it. They're not ready to say, "I'm sorry," and they don't want to hear you. Please, just wait. Don't force yourself. Let it be. Go back a day or two later and say something. God wants to bring us together, not tear us apart. Marriages, friends, work relationships. Let us learn how to be kind with the kindness of God. Let us how to acknowledge when there's been some sin against us, yes, but always to forgive. Please. And Psalm 69 tells us, "Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, and a stranger to my mother's sons, because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For consolers, not one could I find. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. I will praise the name of God in song, and I will glorify him with thanksgiving. See your lowly ones and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurs not." God will always be fair to you. And then he will go out even beyond that and be kind and merciful. And are we not to be that for one another? We can destroy one another. Look at what God learned. Learn from him. And the gospel today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he looked on for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did just as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And he answered, "You have said so." Brothers and sisters, how many times have we denied the Lord? How many times have we turned away from him? And you say, "Oh, it's just a small thing. Doesn't matter." Take a million small things that don't matter. It becomes pretty big. Brothers and sisters, any way that we've offended God, any way that we were too embarrassed, any way that we didn't want to ask for forgiveness, it's a humbling act. But the freedom I found from doing it, no matter what the other person's response was, the freedom I found in doing it allowed me to know I was really doing what God wanted. When I make a mistake, even if it's, you know, I get impatient or whatever it may be, I try to tell Jesus I'm sorry first. And if it's a sin I need to bring to confession, I do it as quickly as I can. Do you? Do you? Brothers and sisters, God waits to tell him, "Lord, will you please forgive me for the sins that I have committed? Please." Name the ones that were grievous. Name the ones that were more personal. But tell him you are sorry for everything you have done, and then bring it to confession. "Oh, he heard my voice." But come to the sacrament of confession, because the sacrament frees you from your sin. Look at God's generosity. Look at his kindness. Look at his mercy. Look at what he does for us. In this holy week, I know it's a somber week, but I think part of our prayer ought to be a million thank yous for what you have given us, for what you have done for us, for what you have made possible for us. Brothers and sisters, but in a certain sense, I would love to see the people who listen to this program be set free from all their sins in the sacrament of confession, and God will set you free. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.